you know, when we go through the week and we talk to them about how our expectations, how the game should unfold and so forth, and Wednesday, Friday, Saturday evening, and so forth, even prior to the football game, then we went into the game and transpired to go against that route with creating the penalties on special teams early in the game that changed field position and, you know, did not help us in a game where I felt like that was important for us to do, is to try to hold field position, give us more opportunity, you know, make it more difficult. And, you know, then I think as the game wore on defensively, particularly, you know, we pressed and we got guys, you know, we made some error, but then we pressed the guys who know what to do all the time and being consistent with doing it correctly all the time. And that never bodes well for anything very good to be helpful. And I think that really hurt us. And offensively, we really, you know, we got to rely on our fine players to make good plays all the time and be consistent. And, you know, we didn't get enough things done in the passing game, obviously. We had some positive run looks. We did a good job in those things, areas, but not enough to sustain drives, make first downs, and keep the ball moving down the field and score points. You know, difficult winning any time you score 7 points in a football game. So, you know, it was not a very good, you know, it didn't look any better watching it on tape, obviously.
Coach, you kind of know where that maybe got lost then, if you thought that, and I know there was a weird practice week with trying to get guys healthy, and where you said we had a message and then game time happens and it didn't convey. Can you pinpoint how that happened? Was it how that happened, where that disconnect?
Well, it's just, you know, it's not as though it's a lack of trying to do it right. I mean, it's just do it right within the confines of what you're asked to do, you know. And you don't have to go over and above and put us in jeopardy of getting a foul in any way. And then same thing with the conversions on third down offensively, keeping them and staying true to the defense on defense and preventing some of the, you know, the runs they had, the passes they had, and staying true to that.
In your past experience with younger players, when they get their first test of the fire, and, you know, at game speed and all that, do they normally, their graph go up pretty quickly? Or?
Well, I think, you know, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some plays that we all wish they had over. But, you know, we kind of lopped a bunch together yesterday at the inopportune times, too many times. And, right away. And we just never did get back on solid ground and kind of stop the bleed.
Offensively, I mean, defensively, there are so many starters, but with just Joe out, Gio's obviously very good. When you look back at that, what can you attribute to what happened?
I know, guess? We were tick off in the passing game all day. I mean, literally, you know, off our hands and so forth. And, you know, so that's something that we have to go into the week. We have to go into a football game. And we got to be better, point blank. You know, we've got to ask more and be better and get it done that way. And whether it be the development of the route, whether it be the protection, the throw, all of it has to be, you know, balls have to be accurate throws and where they belong. Give the runner a chance to make the first down. We don't want to put balls behind people. I mean, that's going to happen occasionally. But for whatever reason, yesterday we had way too many of those. And that makes it hard when a runner can't turn and run, when he's got to go back to catch the ball first. And then we've got balls, you know, the vertical throws down the field. We left them in bounds where we want them, and we got to come up and make the play. We got to find a way to make the play. And we've seen it all happen. We've seen all those things happen correctly, and we gotta make it happen. We didn't make it happen yesterday that way.
Do you think there was miscommunication between Andy and the receivers? There was a play early in the game where it seemed like he and Tyler Boyd weren't on the same page.
Yeah, there wasn't a miscommunication. The receiver's got to do a little, got to recognize what's going on around him, and he's got to make the proper adjustment. But Andy was, you know, Andy saw things correctly, and the receiver's got to do it right.
That's what I was going to ask you.
He's just got it. It's not necessarily the wrong route. He just has to let things. You got to understand what's going on around him as well. You know, he's got to see what's going on outside of him as well as he takes his release.
A couple of people said maybe the energy wasn't there. How as coaches do you get the energy back to the level it should be, if that's the case?
A couple of people.
Iloka said that, Andy said that, and then Gunther said that.
Well, as I told them, sometimes they got to make their own music.
Just coach like a young team. I mean, is that where some leadership and young guys maybe?
Well, you got to make some plays. You got to make some plays to turn the music up, turn the dial up. You know, make some football plays, and that gets everybody going. And you know, there were two teams out there fighting the same way. And they made plays, and they got momentum through making plays, and they started feeling good about themselves. And you got to do that. That's what you have to do. We can make plays, and we got to make those plays. And you know, those are things that got to happen. You know, but I mean, it literally started with the first, you know, third down of the game where, you know, I've got to challenge a play because we can't even get it right from the officials. So I got to waste a challenge there. You know, and kills. You know. Well, it was a good play, and now we got to go back. We're starting, you know. And then the next time we don't make the third down, and you know, so those are, and we miss it, you know, by that far. So all those things we got to have. We got to make it happen, and it's an excuse not to. That's what their jobs are, is to make it happen.
That come from the veterans. I mean,
we got to do it within, but because the veteran can't get out of his own responsibility. You know, he's got to do his thing, and you know, he can't be worried about what's going on behind him, around him, and so forth. But you know, when it comes to Sunday, you're competing against the guy across from you. Win your battles.
The second year in a row, coach, at the end, I know where you're having to finish out a year. I mean, I guess there's still a small chance of playoffs, but I mean, how disappointing is this at this point to be? Have three games left, and it's...
Well, you don't want this, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody does, so... we got, you know, these guys, we have a lot to play for, and it's my responsibility to get them, as we say, to turn up the dial, get the music turned up, figure out a way to get them to get momentum going and put good football plays together, and, you know... and if we got young guys in there, they're going to have to grow up in a hurry because we're going to play three good football teams.